going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the first ever recap episode of the Dear America podcast. It was the Democratic debates last night, and we're going to recap the top moments of what we feel you truly need to pay attention to of all of the nonsense that actually took place. Sit back, relax, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
Hey, what's going on?
Whoa, that was cool. Weird. Okay, sure.
You didn't like it?
Never, ever, ever. Do that again. No, I'm just kidding. What's going on, America? I'm Graham Allen. Alyssa, Jake are here.
Hi.
Welcome to the second episode of this week of the Dear America podcast. If you were living under a rock last night, something gigantic happened, and we just really need to talk about it.
Wow, you're just jumping right in, huh?
The end of The Bachelorette came on last night.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, and I this is spoiler alert, so turn it, like, fast forward
however
you do it.
People just threw their coffee across the room.
Just fast forward like 10 seconds.
Not again.
Because I just couldn't believe it. And I was really upset with Tyler for taking her back because you're like second choice. Like,
people,
how do you even go into a relationship?
There are people that
took her back.
You don't know that?
Yeah.
No, Did you not see it?
I quit after Luke left.
Look, man, you have to remember that a lot of ladies listen to this podcast here.
That's right.
So we have to talk about the important things.
We looked up who won after Luke got kicked off
or whatever.
So we knew about them, like.
Well, I knew who won ahead of time because I'm not going to name names because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I know a couple of the people involved.
Graham cheated.
I cheated by accident.
Whatever.
I may know a bachelor or two, okay? And so I may have sent out a text message, and was like, hey, man, any predictions on what's going on? I highly anticipated to get the, man, you know, I can't tell you text message. I did not get that. I got the, this is exactly what happens text message.
So he was not allowed to vote.
So it was completely ruined for me.
But I will say this, because we looked up Jed last night, and it is really sad, everyone, that he's getting death threats and letters, and people are yelling at his family.
All right, okay.
Like,
so,
come on
so,
now.
So real quick, before we get into the seriousness that is the Democratic debates last night, it's really what we're going to talk about. But let's just have a little bit of fun really quick this Wednesday, and let's talk about the ending of The Bachelorette. So I am contractually obligated through marriage. Most of you have seen on social media the post about watching The Bachelorette. I watch it religiously with Alyssa. We watch it all the time. Next Monday starts Bachelor in Paradise.
And I really thought it would have been great if she hadn't gotten anyone and she would have showed up on Bachelor in Paradise.
Right. So let's recap really quick. For those of you who watch the show, you're going to know exactly what we're talking about. But for those of you who didn't, we'll try to keep it going as well as we can. Hannah, what's her name? Brown?
Hannah B.
I think it's Hannah Brown.
Hannah, Alabama.
Anyway, she was not even remotely a fan favorite from Colton's season of The Bachelor. She got eliminated fairly quickly, like towards the middle of the show. And
she was a contestant on somebody else's.
That's
normally how it works, Jake.
Okay. She wasn't. We thought Hannah was going to get Bachelorette. I'm guessing Serval said no. Oof. So I feel like she was like seventh
the
in line.
The only random person to have ever been named The Bachelor was the very first Bachelor.
Yeah.
Since then, it's just been people that were like fan favorites on the show that didn't
win.
Anyway, so Hannah Brown becomes the Bachelorette, which she obviously was like the third or fourth choice, and other people had other things going on. Anyway, so from the very beginning, Jed Wyatt is his name, was a complete tool bag from the very beginning. I didn't like him. He's got this weird look. He's lived a hard 25 years, if you ask me. He's 25 years old, but the man looks every bit of late 30s, early 40s. Anyway, point is, Hannah, I was not impressed with her through this season.
Like
two episodes ago, we talked about the fact that she berated Luke P. for his Christian stance. There towards the end, he had a lot of other issues. We're not disregarding that. But when he finally takes a stand and was like, hey, I don't want to have sex with you until we're married, mm-hmm. which you would think most self-respecting women would be like, oh,
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, you know, or at least just to like, oh, well, we'll work on that,
she
you know,
felt
kind
guilty.
Of thing. She did. And so she just berated this guy. I wasn't impressed with Hannah. So just the way she acted, the way she conducted herself, I knew she was going to make a dumb choice. So let's just look at this. So Jed Wyatt was the winner of The Bachelorette. Sorry, spoiler alert. If you didn't watch it, I don't know what to tell you. But the conspiracy of it all and the big bombshell rumor was he had a girlfriend pretty much the entire time. Him and his girlfriend said he was going to go on the show to boost his musical career.
Which he did.
He wasn't going to fall in love, and then he was going to come back, and, you know, he was going to be famous then, and then they can move on. Well, he ends up winning the dang thing,
and then
it all comes out.
But that just says something, like, you had, like, 25 people, and you're going to pick the one who both parents disagreed on.
Serves her right.
I agree. I think she just picked because she's immature.
Imagine the irony of this. You go through this whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. This
karma.
Whole emotional
karma.
Roller coaster, the whole world has seen it. And the one guy you pick, not a relationship that just didn't happen to work.
Right.
No, the one guy you pick is the one dude who was there
to boost his
music career and literally conspired with his girlfriend. The dude literally went on a Bahamas vacation and slept with girl the night before he left for the show.
The best part was he told Hannah when he was like confronted because of People Magazine anyway, but he told Hannah that he broke up with her in his heart.
Yeah.
He didn't actually break up with her, like speaking
his
words.
His penis didn't break up with her.
Stop, Graham.
What?
No, too much.
Penis is not a bad word. That's
Stop.
That's a...
Oh my. Move
hashtag
on.
Dear America.
No,
is that a bad
not,
word?
No, we're not hashtagging
it's
Dear America.
It's not
that.
A bad
word. Move on.
That's what it's called. What do you want me to call it? Is wink, wink? What do you want me to say?
Wink, wink.
Y'all move on.
What is wrong with the word?
She's so uncomfortable.
Penis. What is wrong with that?
Move on.
What? No, we're
not moving on.
No, we're not moving on.
This is a bad
why, does that, why does that upset? Hold on. No. Why does that upset you? That's the name of it. Like, but that's the, it's like elbow.
Talking,
it's the same name.
We're not talking about that, though.
But why? Sweetheart, why you're like a 12-year-old kid in biology class right now. Why does that bother you so bad?
Yeah, but she picked wrong.
What does vagina do? Does that bother you too? Does the word vagina?
Stop.
That's the name.
We're not talking about body parts.
So nose doesn't bother you, but penis bothers you?
Okay, anyway.
It's the
next. So, okay. Hannah B.
Right,
chose
fine.
Wrong,
fine.
And then Tyler.
Fine. Hannah B. chose with
but
her.
But Tyler took her back.
Nose.
She asked
private
him on a
place
date.
That we obviously can't say the real name to, apparently. Anyway, so it.
So she didn't end up picking the dude that she slept with like four times.
No,
that's
Peter.
Funny.
No, that was Peter in the
I'm
windmill.
I'm hoping he's going to be the Bachelor, the new one.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I hope not. He's a weenie.
He is not. He's lovely.
Oh, I can say the word weenie, and that's okay.
But
huh?
He's
but
not.
I can't say penis. All right. Anyway, so let's move on.
Oh, wait. No, I have a story.
Oh, Alyssa has a story.
Okay. So I just want everyone to know I'm real bad at stories. But so last night at 2 a.m., our fire alarm went off.
Oh,
just
God.
In our bedroom.
Yeah.
So Graham had to do like some ninja magic because you're not that short, but like, we have high ceilings. So this was at 2:30 in the morning. Okay, that's...
And there it was.
No, that
there,
started...
digging that knife in.
Yeah,
already.
We have high ceilings.
This episode is starting off fantastic.
No, wait, that started the day, but then I had to go get gas this morning, and I forgot I was in our rental car. So we had a rental car and went on vacation, and then I have a car rental now because I had a wreck, and so it's still in the shop.
She's been doing great.
So wait,
she's been
so
doing fantastic.
I go get gas and I forgot I'm on the wrong side. Well, they're unloading all these things at the gas station. And so I forgot I was on the wrong side. So it was very tricky to be able to back out and then have to go back in because Texas, they're super small lanes to be able to get gas, right? So when I go, I finally get there and there's these little block things like that keep you from hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well,
no.
So we're in the rental car.
Did you
Graham's
hit something
like,
in the rental car?
Cut mildly. So
did you just Enterprise is listening to
no,
this podcast?
Not, but I tried to open the door
oh,
and I was
God.
Stuck. I couldn't get out because it was holding the door. So I had to climb out the passenger side door. And by now the guys unloading are all looking at me. And so anyway, long story short, I couldn't find the clicker.
You are such
to get
a
out.
You are such
it
a
was,
girl.
Look, it was very traumatic morning. I'm just saying it started off at 2:30. No sleep, and
wow.
It ended with me being stuck in my car trying to get gas.
It really was quite terrifying last night. So I guess the battery was going out, and these new things.
That's so annoying.
Like, but it's not the standard, like we're running out of battery beep. It was like loud. There's a fire beep. One beep.
It's scary.
And so it woke us up in the middle of the night. And of course, Alyssa, in a fit of panic, goes, "What the crap was that?" Mm-hmm. Or as Jesse used to say, "What the F? What the F? What the F?" And so I kind of woke up and I was like in that haze. And I was like, "Oh, well, maybe we just imagined it." And we try to lay back down again. And of course, it does it again. And so I have to go get at like 2:30 in the morning a freaking stool from the because we've got high ceilings in our house.
It's not me.
So my biggest concern was I wasn't going to be able to reach that dang smoke detector.
Well. But then he took the battery out and it still beeps. So we ended up throwing it in the garage.
It was weird. It was like possessed. I unplug it from the ceiling,
took the battery
and
out,
take the battery out, and it's still beeping.
So like, what does Graham do? He puts it in the garage. What?
I don't even know how that's
just
possible.
Keeps beeping.
Maybe they like. Well, maybe they like char. I don't know. I don't know enough about smoke detector. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not what you would deem a handyman. Okay, I'm not. The Lord gave me a lot of talents.
Handiness, a lot of skill sets.
Yeah, handiness around the home
is
not one of those. Mm-hmm. I am the man that even if we have a lawn as big as this table, I'm hiring somebody else to mow it. I'm not doing it. It's just how I am. Anyway, people listening to this podcast today are going, "What in the world is happening?" We have gone on a huge tangent, but let's get into it. Let's talk about the real things. But first, let's make a little bit of money. You know those annoying robocalls? The ones saying you're pre-approved for credit cards or loans?
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone really answer those anymore? Either way, the point is, be careful, because they could be scammers trying to steal your home's title. Here's the problem. Your home's title and mortgage records are online, and when a data breach occurs, like recently, and millions of home titles and mortgages are exposed to thieves, that's when the risk of home title fraud skyrockets. Here's how they do it. They forge documents stating you sold your home, listing themselves as the new owner. Then they'll take out loans against your home and stick you with the payments. And no insurance, bank, or identity theft program protects you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's online title. If you're getting credit card or loan robocalls or mail, Home Title Lock will get you through this period with 60 risk-free days of protection. Register your address now to verify you're not already a victim and protect your home's title. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, HomeTitleLock.com. All right. Anyway, so let's get back on topic of what everybody wants to hear about. And so I feel conflicted this morning because I'm trying to figure out what we're actually going to title this episode. And right now I'm really leaning towards like Avengers type stuff, like Democratic Infinity War. Or
like
something.
It.
You know what I mean? Something like that. I don't know. Trump is Iron Man and saves the world. I don't know. But what I don't know. Endgame, Infinity War, I like it because there's so many of them at this point. It just feels like, I don't know. And so we'll see. It may end up being that, and you're listening to it, and you're like, "Yeah, that is the title, you dummy." Well, right now, we don't know what the title is, so I'm thinking about it. But let's get into the dim debates. First of all, let's point out the most obvious thing that we saw first. And I just made a social video about it. The very start of it was the national anthem time frame. So Kaya Jones, our good friend Kaya Jones, posted a video about the fact that none of them were saying the words to the national anthem, which does bother me to a bit. Like most people I know, at least mouth, especially when you get towards the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I thought I saw Bernie mouthing the words.
Bernie, no, that's his old man like twitch that he has. Anyway, no. Most people towards the end, they like really start belting out, you know,
because you get into it because it's powerful
in the home of the you know, I mean, most people get like really into it, but not the Democratic presidential hopefuls, because we all know that they secretly hate America. But there was one individual who decided just not to hide it anymore. Tim Ryan decides that he's not going to put his hand over his heart for the national anthem. But I will display a little bit of what actually worries me more than that. It's not unknown to me that the Democrats hate America. Yes, I said it here. The Democrats hate America. They don't like black people. They don't care about minorities. They don't care about you. They only care about power and votes. Now that we've set the world on fire, let's move on to my point. What worries me the most is I tweet about this and I say, you know, who would have ever thought that we would have people running for president of the United States that have such disdain for America that they can't even put their hand over their heart? This is what somebody tweeted back. Okay, this is the problem with America right here. This person says, basically calling me an idiot, your hand goes over your heart when you pledge allegiance to the country.
Correct.
Not when the Star Spangled Banner is playing.
What
a moron. Okay, so that's a real person. Real person, verified account. This is what people think. So they see this stuff going on, and they're like, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, they can do that if they want to. This is America. Da, 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 da,
but you're wanting to be president of America.
You're wanting to be president of America.
Want to pledge your allegiance to America?
I looked it up. National Anthem Etiquette Code. All right, so here
nice,
we go.
Nice.
All right, no, this is real stuff.
I mean, this is
real stuff. The military has to follow this. For those people listening, if you don't know, the military have to stand at a certain way mm-hmm. whilst in uniform for the anthem. There's a very particular way, all right? At attention, salute, blah, blah, blah. Military personnel in civilian clothes, it's also kind of the understood you stand at attention, da-da-da-da-da, mm-hmm. whilst active duty, et cetera, et cetera. But this is the big thing, and this is, I mean, this, anyone can Google this and look this up, all right? All other persons present should face the flag and stand at attention with their right hand over their heart, and men not in uniform, if applicable, should remove their freaking hat.
Yes.
You want to talk about
Boom.
Something that makes me want to drop majestic thunder kick people are these rednecks at games that just leave their hats on and all this stuff. I want to slap the back of their face, man. It bothers me so freaking bad. All right. Now, caveat. Is that the right word?
Correct.
Yes.
Yay.
Boom.
You did it.
All right.
Nice.
Another argument is people will say that, what if the flag's not there? You don't have to do that if the flag's there. Well, I covered that too, morons. Here we go. When the flag is not displayed, believe it or not, in the etiquette for National Anthem, all this stuff is covered. It's amazing what you can learn if you actually research some stuff. When the flag is not displayed, all present should face towards the music and act in the same manner they would if the flag was there. Boom!
Huh.
I'm done. What?
That's good.
Freaking people, listen to me. I'm going to get real close to the mic. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. The problem facing American society is not these horrific individuals that are running for president. The problem is the uneducated masses that live within our society that truly don't know any different.
Ungrateful, too.
And ungrateful enough that they don't care to learn any different.
Entitled.
Because they're stupid. Period. They are dumb. This person that I was in this tweet battle with was dumb.
You are really dumb.
And then, then while we're in it, I'm on a tangent now, this person tweets back at me the picture of me with the flag around my shoulders. And he recites the flag code. You shall not wear the flag as apparel. Again, you're an idiot. What the flag code is actually referring to is you can't take the actual flag and turn
and
it into apparel. It doesn't have anything to do.
And it didn't touch the ground.
It doesn't have anything to do with like the flag being on a shirt or anything. And then people that get mad about it being around your shoulders, show me any Olympic medal winner ever running around a stage with the flag on them. Shut up. You're an idiot. And how you could have. Anyway. All right. Let's move on. Jake, play us some things from the Dem debate.
I am excited.
Let's just look. For those of you watching on audio, you're going to see it. For those of you listening. Did I just say those of you watching on audio?
You did.
You said that before, though.
For
That's
those
right.
of you watching on video, you're going to see it. For those of you listening on audio, you're going to hear it. Jake, what's first?
All right, let's see. You want to do the debate they had against healthcare?
Sure.
They talked about that for a while.
Sure.
Or actually, we'll go back to that. Let's go to Elizabeth Warren asking why you even run if you're not a radical, basically.
Okay. I am excited.
I get it. there is a lot at stake and people are scared.
I get it.
But we can't choose a candidate we don't believe in just sure. because we're too scared to do anything else. And we
Stop.
Can't ask
Stop
other
that.
People.
What the crap does that mean? We can't choose a candidate we don't believe in just because we're afraid to do anything. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Is it's, that a puzzle? It's like it's a riddle. It's your drunk Kathy aunt. It's your drunk Aunt Kathy on cough medicine.
She'll confuse you.
That is trying to learn you something uh-huh. while she pets her eight cats. That's what Elizabeth Warren reminds me of. I'm sorry. I just had to stop it. That doesn't make any sense.
As long as you make a point at the end, people are like, oh, yeah, that's what she
meant. Brilliant.
We can't put in for a candidate. All right, keep going. I'm sorry.
To vote for a candidate we don't believe in. Democrats win when we figure out what is right and we get out there and fight for it.
That's right.
I am not afraid.
Hallelujah,
and for
sister.
Democrats to win, you can't be afraid either.
Congressman Delaney, your response?
He keeps going.
So I think Democrats win when we run on real solutions, not impossible promises.
Stop.
Run on
Actually,
that sounds pretty
I
reasonable.
Really love that
yeah.
right there. You mean that you can't just
Say
things out there
want.
To get elected? Like you actually have to have real legitimate things that you can accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He just lost. There's no way he's going to be
economics.
It.
Look at the story of Detroit, this amazing city that we're in. This city is turning around because the government and the private sector are
Detroit's
working
a good city?
Well together. That has to be our model going forward. We need to encourage collaboration between the government, the private sector, and the nonprofit sector, and focus on those kitchen table pocketbook
he seems
issues
reasonable.
That matter to hardworking Americans, building
wow.
infrastructure, creating jobs, improving their pay,
it almost sounds like a Republican.
Thank you, lowering drug prices, Senator we Warren. Can do it.
Uh-oh. I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
All right, stop.
He actually sounded
crazy?
Logical.
Well, Elizabeth Warren's 2020 campaign is that we're going to move all of America to Mars.
Yeah.
That's her promise. We're going to move somebody. You see what I'm saying? Like that, you can't just say ridiculous stuff. Like, no, you run for president to protect the country and run the country accordingly as to what is best for its citizens.
So,
yeah.
Just really-
not ridiculous things that could never possibly happen.
So really quick. So if no one watched it, because we have to recap. I feel like before y'all jump too heavy. So Sanders and Warren were actually kind of together, even though they're like in the top of the polls. To my understanding, y'all jump in if I'm wrong.
Together? What do you mean?
Like they were actually kind of fighting against everyone else. So they kind of banded together last night.
Well, they're the leaders.
They're
basically.
The leaders
but
of the stage
I, but
last
I read
night.
That they banded together because it was their kind of radical ideas versus everyone else was kind of more.
Well, yeah. Well,
on some things.
There's a certain amount of, you know, when you start looking at the field in these debates, you start thinking about, well, if Sanders gets the nod, who would he want as his VP or vice versa, right? And so, yeah, I mean, yes and no. I think that when it starts shrinking, they'll turn on each other.
Oh, when it shrinks,
but
yeah.
But yes, so what you had last night was you had the two biggest proponents of bringing socialism into the country on
right.
that stage that night. And yeah, so the rest of them kind of went after them because it's a debate. That's what you got to do. The debate is that it's nasty. It's ugly. People are attacking each other. That's kind of the whole point. But everybody kind of went after Sanders and Warren because really of anybody that was on there last night, I mean, O'Rourke was there. Buttigieg was
yeah.
there.
Buttigieg.
I thought O'Rourke
what
was out.
What is wrong with you? You child. You're laughing at Buttigieg?
Funny.
We got over the Buttigieg thing weeks
I'm
ago.
Sorry.
Wow. Anyway,
I have not moved on.
The biggest thing to take away from that, ladies and gentlemen, is simply this, is that Democrats are not interested in putting together policies of things that actually are going to benefit America. They are interested in doing the most extreme and radical thing that they can say
mm-hmm.
to try to get people. Their whole point in trying to win is to be so radically different from
yeah.
Donald Trump. Whether it's right or wrong, or if it's possible or impossible, they don't care. They just want to be different from Trump. Anyway.
And who's that the author, something Williamson, that just came out of nowhere?
Yeah, I don't
know.
Oh,
that's in it now?
Yeah, and she said that we got to, like, fight this dark psychic energy of Trump.
Oh, yeah, I think I have that.
Well, you know, ironically, she says that, and it's a very Democratic way of saying it, this dark psychic energy.
Yeah, and nobody bats an eye. It's like, yep.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of reserved on that a little bit, because if you listen to conservatives, they kind of say the same thing. You know, we're fighting a spiritual battle.
That is true, but blah, blah, blah. Psychic?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you know, some people worship trees.
If she said Trump's dark energy, it's like,
this dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country. And I'm afraid that the Democrats are going to see some very dark days.
That's Alex Jones talk.
Good.
Psychic vampires.
I agree. The Democrats are going to see some very dark days. I believe that to be real. But we've got a lot of things to touch on, so let's keep moving. Okay. Jake, what's next?
Okay, so this next one is all the times that they told each other they were wrong, which seemed to happen a lot last night.
Yeah, throw your hands up, but you haven't.
All right.
I can do it.
What do you say to Congressman Delaney?
You're wrong.
Well, I'm right about this. His math is wrong. That's all I'm saying.
You don't know that.
Second
Bernie.
Of all,
we'll come to you in a second,
I do know when I wrote the damn bill.
But you are playing into Donald Trump's hands.
Who's offering a false choice here?
You have some, Governor Bullock.
Congressman, not at all.
Is Senator Warren correct? Do you just not lack the will to fight for it?
That is incorrect.
Is that view wrong?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you saying that Senator Sanders is too extreme to beat President Trump?
He just said your plan is unrealistic. How do you respond?
How do you respond to the criticism from Senator Warren that you're not willing to fight for Medicare for All?
I don't know if Senator Warren said that about me specifically. I admire very much what Senator Warren has said.
And with all due respect, I don't think my colleagues understand the business. We
sounds
have
like Jimmy Kimmel,
which is great.
I didn't say we couldn't get there till 2040, Bernie. You don't have to yell.
Wow.
You don't have to yell.
First of all, who was the other girl? Not Warren, not the psychic forces girl. Who was the
Klobacher? Other Klobacher.
Okay, her and Warren were wearing the same outfit.
Oh,
did
man.
You notice
that's
that?
Your takeaway?
It's how my mind works, people.
Well, nothing else was going on.
I can't help it. So they were. It was like the we want to destroy America clothing store. Anyway, the point is, this shows that, well,
they're cannibalizing themselves.
That again, okay, if we're being mutually honest in this, that's no different than the Republicans were
for
in
sure.
2016, right?
For sure.
Or 15 when it started. It's all just part of it. So
yeah.
You know, I want to be as honest as we can. Okay. I don't agree with anything the Democrats say or do. However, that it's funny, but it doesn't surprise me.
We're trying to see who's the best at, you know,
rolling with the punches.
Yes.
Because
they got Trump they're going to be up against.
The debates are simple. It is who can get the best one-liners on the other
exactly.
One. I mean, that's what
and
it
that's
is.
What they
it
run.
Truly is. I challenge everyone to Google that scene where the guy, who was it that said, throw your hands up? Anyway,
Hickenlooper,
there he
to
is,
Sanders.
President Hickenlooper, instilling fear in countries everywhere. Anyway,
oh, okay,
yeah, okay, you know he does that. It he looks like, you know, those tire changing places. They got like the little balloon blow up,
wacky
thing?
Waveable inflatable
yeah,
arm
yeah,
flailing tube
that's
man.
What he looks like. Everyone, please just go look that up. Let's get into the serious things that happen, like the really the things that just make you sit there and go what. Play the Don Lemon thing where he talks. I think it's Warren he's talking to. I sent it to you.
What do you say to those Trump voters who prioritize the economy over the president's bigotry?
Wow.
Okay. So it wasn't Warren. It was Klobuchar.
Mm-hmm.
I like yours, Klobacher.
I like Klobacher.
Much better.
Klobuchar.
We're going to call it Klobacher just because.
That sounds more like a
President
Avenger.
Klobacher.
Klobacher.
Anyway, what do you say to Trump voters who prioritize the economy, which is the greatest it's been in its 50 years?
Correct.
It's on track to be the greatest ever. Subtle plug there. Anyway, over the president's bigotry. Well, first of all, there's no proof of president bigotry. It's your feelings, and you assume that he's a bigot.
Mm-hmm.
Calling out a black representative because Baltimore is in shambles isn't racist. Telling an ungrateful immigrant that's a congresswoman to go back to where she came from and then come back mm-hmm. and show us how it's done. That's the key word that they leave out, is he said, come back. President didn't start the send her back chance, and then he even disavowed it. All right. So where is this bigot? Right. That's not real. What is real is what he's done for the economy. What is real is that America is a national powerhouse again. What is real is black unemployment's the lowest in 50 years. Hispanic unemployment's the lowest ever. This is the most pro-gay president we've ever had.
Yeah.
Even more so than Obama.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump has done more for black people in the first 2.5 years of his presidency than Obama has done in his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this bigotry, and where is this hatred, and where is this racism? However, the economy, that's a real thing. So yeah, rational minds and rational people in America go, you know what? That probably holds a little more weight than this he said, she said bullcrap about whether or not the president is a bigot.
Yeah. I mean, like I said Monday, he called Los Angeles and San Fran, you know, crap holes. Like, it's disgusting. Yeah. And we just blew right past that. Yeah, wasn't racist. But
everyone's like, that's true. Move
yeah,
on.
It's like, yeah, the bubonic plague. And then Baltimore, it's like, wait. That's like slow 90% down. Black. You can't say that. We can't criticize things that are certain, you know, demographics of a certain race. Like, that's a little insane.
Again, here's the thing. And this is why the Democrats are going to lose in 2020. Okay, this is why they will lose, is because none of them have any policies that are going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have any policies that haven't already proven are going to just tank everything. There are some countries or some cities that the Green New Deal would cost like $100 trillion to fix just in those cities.
$100 trillion.
Because there's so many cities that cannot just do these things that the Green New Deal is. You know, so the $5 trillion it would cost, that's a vast underestimate of what it would actually cost. It would tank. Homes for all people, Medicare for all people. I mean, you can't sustain that. People are mad that the deficit was added by $1 trillion from President Trump, which we're not even going to talk about what Obama added. But his $1 trillion in debt is actually reinforcing and resurging the economy, right? Because you have to make certain cost and adjustments to turn things around.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to lose a little bit of money to gain it on the back end of things. A businessman understands that.
But the thing is, they don't care. It's their false narrative. So they can what? Win.
Well, yeah.
And have power.
Anyway. So all right. What's next?
Well, speaking of Baltimore, Trump, you know, he was saying how it's rat infested and everybody freaked out about, you know, calling it rat infested. You just can't do that. So,
they defended rats.
Yeah. So there was this article on The Blaze, actually.
Oh.
This local news agency, they're running a story, and lo and behold, while they're doing it, a little rat scurries across the screen.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
oh my
pretty
gosh.
Awesome.
Now, we spoke with many people today who say the president should consider coming here to Baltimore, to the Sandtown area.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
And taking a look at things for himself.
That's a rat. That's not a mouse. That's a rat.
Oh, that was highly non-climactic for people listening in audio. But just to recap, a big old master splinter size rat.
Right
comes out and runs across the street while they're talking.
Yeah. Super racist.
There's even a PBS documentary that came out yesterday. Basically, it's called Rat Film, and it's about being in Baltimore and the rats. Benny Johnson from Turning Point was there, and the people that he spoke to said it's a daily occurrence that rats just run around in their house, and they even pass out literature through every home in the mailbox on what to do to help fight the infestation of rats.
You can't say that.
Like, no, but it's
not
true.
Not infestation.
Like they actually hand out literature in these people's homes. Like, this is, you know how we get, like, brochures in the mail of let us cut your grass and stuff like that?
It's propaganda.
Or car lots will send you stuff. They do that for rat control in Baltimore. So the president's right. And everybody just got...
So clearly the leadership there is doing great.
And it's ignoring the problem.
It's a great place to retire.
It's ignoring the problem for the sake of feelings.
Yeah. Let's go to Beto O'Rourke. He said some amazing things.
All right, here's a clip from Beto.
Congressman O'Rourke, please respond. I want to acknowledge something that we're all touching on, which is the very foundation of this country. The wealth that we have built, the way we became the greatest country on the face of the planet, was literally on the backs of those who were kidnapped and brought here by force. The legacy of slavery and segregation and Jim Crow and suppression is alive and well in every aspect of the economy and in the country today.
As Jim Crow?
Stop it. The legacy is alive today. You had a freaking black president for 8 years, you lunatic.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? The most powerful man and family in the world for 8 years were black people.
One of the wealthiest women on the planet.
God, you're a moron. Look, man. Okay. All right. Let's shut up. Show me one person that was a slave. Show me one person that owned a slave. And they'll go to jail and we'll pay the person who was a slave. If you cannot do that, shut up. I ain't paying nobody nothing. I didn't play a part in that. I don't believe in slavery. I don't believe in racism. Neither does any sane, rational American. You're an idiot.
So wait, take a step back because we didn't really intro too well. So O'Rourke, I can't say his name well.
O'Rourke
was the first Democrat on stage to argue for a step toward reparations. So that was his response.
Again, reparations to me is more racist than anything.
Yeah.
Because you believe that black people are these helpless people that
can't, need all this help.
They can't fend for themselves can't do it themselves. And you degrade their proud culture and heritage every day. But that's not all he said. Let's show another Beto clip.
How else can we explain that we lose nearly 40,000 people in this country to gun violence, a number that no other country comes even close to, that we know what all the solutions are and yet nothing has changed? It is because in this country, money buys influence, access, and increasingly outcomes. The Centers for Disease Control prevented from actually studying the issue in the first place. As president, we will make sure that we ban political action committee contributions to any member of Congress or any candidate for federal office. We will listen to people, not PACs, people, not corporations, people, not special interests.
40,000 people have died from gun violence. This is blatantly dishonest, okay? It's dishonest for this. First of all, he neglects to mention what he wants you to think is this is all from mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what the Dems want you to believe, but that's not true. The vast majority of those deaths come from, anybody?
Gang violence.
Suicides.
Oh, there you go.
The vast percentage of that number comes from suicides. But these very people that are... One is too many. Don't get me wrong. Okay. No one is saying that any gun violence or any gun related death. Actually, see, that's a blatant dishonest thing. 40,000 deaths from gun violence. No, it's not true. 40,000 gun related deaths. That's the more accurate way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. These same people that are upset about 40,000 are the same ones that are okay with 70,000 abortions happening in one city in a year.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
But, you know, if you're wanting to hurt people, like the guy who rented the truck from Home Depot, right, and ran over a whole bunch of people. If you want to hurt other people, there are plenty of ways to do it.
Death by blunt object is the most common object used.
And it's taking guns away from law-abiding U.S. citizens that have done nothing wrong that just want to protect themselves, you know.
Speaking of guns, let's talk about the people that actually respect the Second Amendment and people that know how to use guns the correct way with iTarget. When I was in the military, they made us train repeatedly. Now I want you to give me the next 30 days and try iTarget Pro. This is the first dry fire training system to combine smartphone technology with the industry's best laser bullet.
That's cool.
Using your smartphone, their proprietary app tracks a laser bullet which fits your gun and will detect exactly where your shots are landing.
Huh.
iTarget Pro is completely safe, comes with your caliber specific laser bullet and target system. Right now, get 10% off plus free shipping with the offer code Graham. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Return if not completely satisfied, but before you do, go to the range and experience the difference. Take it from me. Dry fire training will develop muscle memory, help with target reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger function, and more. Plus, you'll save a ton of money on ammo. The Second Amendment is a right, but it's your responsibility to train.
True.
Go to itargetpro.com. That's the letter itargetpro.com. Offer code Graham.
Sounds pretty cool.
It does sound cool.
All right, let's get into it. We got a lot more to do and a short time to do it. Next clip, Jake.
All right, this next clip is going to be
Buttigieg.
Talking about Christians.
Oh, no.
The minimum wage is just too low. And so-called conservative Christian senators right now in the Senate are blocking a bill to raise the minimum wage when scripture says that whoever oppresses the poor taunts their maker.
Pretty sure that's taken out of context. It's the same people that say tattoos are bad because they read Leviticus or whatever it is,
yeah.
But they don't know the context of it. That, you know, tattoos, they were getting tattoos of, you know, like pagan gods and stuff on their body.
Scripture also please says you should be hardworking. Repeatedly says that.
Yeah. It also says that, you know, you should repay your debts in scripture and things like that too. But either way, conservatives in the Senate are not blocking a bill to raise the minimum wage because they hate people and they want people to be poor.
Right.
They're blocking it because if you raise the minimum wage to a number we can't support, then inflation happens.
Exactly.
And then a gallon of milk costs
$10. Mm-hmm. And then we're all in trouble.
Then that $15 an hour becomes basically the same thing.
Right.
Rational people understand this, but they're trying to appeal. I'm sorry. They're trying to appeal to people that are not as well educated on the topic and know how economics work and business works. They're trying to appeal to these people just to get the vote.
Yeah.
These people don't understand that raising taxes is going to take that $15 an hour away from you.
All right. So this clip is Elizabeth Warren talking about decriminalizing border crossings.
Oh, goody.
We must be a country that every day lives our values. And that means
you,
we
Senator
cannot
Warren.
Make it
just
a crime
clarify.
When someone
Thank
comes
Thank you, Senator.
Here.
Just to clarify, would you decriminalize
yes.
illegal border crossings?
Okay, the stop. I'm sick of this chick. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, what she just said, all right, let's not beat around the bush, okay? And this is probably going to end out the debate because I can summarize it in about 30 seconds. She just said that it shouldn't be a crime for people to just come into our country and just claim to be Americans.
Yeah.
Like, you're instantly an American. You should be able to walk into any hospital, throw a doctor's apron on or jacket, and you're a doctor. No, it doesn't work that way. And then they said point blank, would you decriminalize it to come into the country illegally without even skipping a beat?
She said yes.
Yes.
Kind of cut her off almost. Yes.
Kind of cut her off. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so vitally important that you're listening to this for what it truly is. Okay. And that's why we picked these certain clips, because hours worth of footage, the main points are this. And oftentimes they're the quick ones. They're the really quick instances that happen that prove where the agendas really lie. It was muscle memory almost. Yes.
Right.
Bam. Not even a second in between. Would you decriminalize? Yes. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Should we have health care? Yes. Should
obviously.
Should women be allowed to carry the? Yes. Women should be allowed to kill babies whenever they want. Yes.
Yeah.
See what I mean? Those are the things that these Democratic hopefuls, that's what they truly believe in. We can get into this all day, all night. And what's so funny is the ones, it's amazing to me, is the ones that actually made sense, the ones that said that you can't promise impossible things, are the ones that are so low in the polls that it doesn't even matter.
They don't have a chance.
They don't have a shot. The ones that are actually reasonable Democrats don't have a chance.
Right.
Because their whole platform is this far left thing.
But that shows you a lot about America, because the two who are ahead, people are supporting them.
Yeah. So to summarize the whole Dem debate, and I want to close this out on kind of a lighter note like we normally do, but just to summarize it very much, the Dem debates and the whole platform that Dems are standing on is simply this. Orange man bad, illegals good, guns bad, pro-murdering babies good, work ethic bad, as much money as you want, good.
Yeah.
Choosing your own health care, bad. Health care for all that we control and we can turn off whenever we want, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That is it. period. As simple, I know it kind of sounds like fire bad, tree pretty, you know, like real Neanderthal kind of stuff, but it's true.
Yeah.
Break all the noise away. And that's what they stand for. And that's what they stand on. And the country cannot sustain that way. The next round is tonight. Enjoy yourself. This is going to be, in my opinion, the real hard hitters. You got Biden coming up, Kamala Harris, and all these other people. But it's going to be interesting. So last night was the socialist movement.
Mm-hmm.
This is the we all hate each other folks. Cory Booker is going to be on there.
Spartacus
is going to be there. And I think this one's going to be much more of jabs thrown kind of thing, like coming across swinging. Mm-hmm. But we shall see. But let's end this on not a depressing democratic socialist movement takeover. And let's do some funny things to end this out.
What you got?
Oh, okay. Well, I have some weird things that are trending. Actually, just one, but I thought it was so weird. Apparently, long fake toenails are trending.
Oh, gross.
I just think that's bizarre. Like, weird. Ew. And
I'm not a big nail person in general.
Okay, so Graham doesn't like color. Like color on nails. He doesn't like vibrant things. He likes light pinks. Not even reds, really.
I'm a natural dude, man. You know, I don't like all of that. I don't like extra stuff.
But like,
you know, like fake lashes, fake hair extensions, fake nails.
But like,
fake,
Graham calls, I don't like any of that stuff. He calls your toenails, like when I get mine too long, just because I haven't cut them down in a minute, he calls them talons.
Yeah.
It's like, why would anyone purposely put talons on your toes?
Yeah,
like,
I'm not a
hang
fan.
Hang from a tree with them.
So
I'm
bizarre.
Not a fan. If you have to put fake nails on that are so long that you can't do normal things anymore,
right.
I'm out.
Can
I don't
you put
understand.
Your normal shoes and
yeah,
socks on?
I don't know.
I don't get it, man.
There's a feel-good story. There was a little boy in China, 3 years old, who fell 6 stories from a building, and the crowd below saved his life with a blanket. They all rallied around with just a blanket, and he fell, and they caught him.
That's a strong blanket.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
no, I'm being for real. No.
He could have been a little fella.
The force of falling that at weighing like 30, 40 pounds. No, he's 6 years old, probably 50, 60 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a strong blanket.
Okay,
man.
I'm moving us along because I had one more.
Okay.
Grasshoppers, y'all hear about this, overtook Vegas. It was like the plagues, like in the Bible. I thought it was kind of funny, like
Sodom
and Gomorrah
kind of stuff.
So, but apparently it was so bad. People, like when they serve pizzas, they were just swarming. So like they're everywhere.
Gross.
So that's bizarre. Yeah.
Jake,
Sin City.
You got anything?
Yeah. So there's an event that's being put on called the El Paso Shutdown Event or something like that. Border Resistance. So this is pretty hilarious. A left-wing border resistance to descend upon El Paso to shut down ICE. 10 days of training and direct actions. Okay. So Texas responded to this, a bunch of people. But it's a lot of the... No, stick with fake news. A lot of the tweets in the article that's funny. So the convergence is being run by indigenous and Q2POC, queer trans people of color leadership.
Whoa.
And anyone who passively or aggressively disrespects that will be asked to leave. Okay. They need white comrades. They add that locals are opening up their houses, but only to host queer trans people of color folks that are traveling to El Paso. So their white friends, figure out your own, you
get
know.
Get a hotel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get a hotel. Beyond that, the site says, we are very much relying on white comrades to donate money and throw down on renting temporary spaces for our more vulnerable friends.
Wow.
As camping can affect us all in different ways. And there are travel funds available, but not for everybody. Needing some cash to get there, there are travel funds available, but are limited for people of color.
Wait a minute.
So this is how people were responding. We Texans don't want you here and will not tolerate your shenanigans. We believe in self-defense and we support our ICE officers 110%.
110.
Better think twice because Texas isn't Portland.
I love Texas.
Oh,
that's
my gosh,
funny.
That's
you
hilarious.
Little people might want to rethink this. Just saying. Yeah. It's pretty, pretty ridiculous. So they'll be here. I think it's August 1st.
Speaking,
September 1st.
Speaking about people picking on the little man, and I think we're probably going to have to end out with this one, but this is This is humorous, but it's also very sad, which is how I like to end things. So
that's nice.
This is real.
Not
okay?
all things you no, like.
No, no, this is
way.
Real. So I clicked on it to read about it because I was like, that can't be real. No, it's real. All right. Washington Post. Great establishment. All right. Mm-hmm. A 10-year-old threw a ball at a classmate.
Oh.
Now he is charged with aggravated assault.
Dodgeball?
Yeah, dodgeball.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, this is real. This is real. So apparently this 10-year-old kid in dodgeball threw the ball and hit the other kid in the face.
That's how it's supposed to go. That's dodgeball.
That's what you call a true out.
I need some context on that story.
He should have caught it.
That's what you call a true out.
Yeah.
Well, now lawyers, I'm assuming of the parents of the boy that got hit, feel as though, because, you know, they got the kid on camera because there's cameras everywhere in the gyms yeah. and stuff. Sure enough, this 10-year-old, in fact, grabbed a ball and threw it and hit this other kid in the face. Video evidence, that's him. They got him dead to rights.
Jeez.
And they feel as though, now, obviously, they can't sue the kid, but they're trying to sue the parents.
Are they saying he had been bullying? Like, is there any, like, backstory?
Yeah, like, I need context.
No, it's assault.
No, I'm saying, like
it's assault.
I'm saying, has he been bullying him all year?
No,
singling
no,
him out?
They are charging him just like I, a grown adult, walk around in the mall and I punch somebody in the face. I would get charged with assault. They're trying to
must
go.
Be Portland.
Well, they can't go after the kid, right? Like, everybody realizes this. You're trying to get money out of the parents. That's what is happening here. That's where we're at.
That's
with
our
society.
America.
So that's humorous, and people are like, "Oh my God, that is ridiculous." But it's also very sad.
And that is what participation trophies.
Because this 10-year-old that got hit in the face, he didn't come up with this idea to
of
sue.
Of course not.
It right. was the parents' idea to come up with the suing the 10-year-old. So that's the society that we're in. I always like to look at the true undertone of the stories. The undertone of the stories is the kid who got hit's parents are such pathetic excuses for human beings.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take their son outside and teach him how to be a better dodgeball player. I'm assuming it was a he. It just says 10-year-old. They don't take them outside to learn that, hey, sometimes in sports they get hurt, you know, blah, blah, blah. They go, no, child, boy or girl, you should sue and get money out of people because you lost in dodgeball.
That doesn't even make sense.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's America today.
Yeah.
And that is the exact person that the Democrats are trying to get their
that's
vote.
True. Mm-hmm.
If you want to know who's voting for Democrats, those parents of that kid is exactly who's voting. Ladies and gentlemen, all we have for this episode of the Dear America podcast. The second round of the Dem debates is tonight. Pay attention. Listen, it's important. Everything that's going on, it's absolutely vital for you guys to listen to this. But that is all we have for this episode. We hope you enjoyed the recap version of Dear America. Hashtag Dear America. Let us know what you think. Do you like these recaps? Do you want us to do it more often? I kind of enjoy it because, you know, it's actual things. I like doing two episodes a week now because we have the ability to respond two things that are going on.
Yeah.
So hashtag Dear America, let us know if you like these recap events. Alyssa, real quick, where can they find you?
Alyssa Allen on Instagram and Alyssa Allen Official on Facebook.
Jake?
Find me on Instagram at producer_Jake.
And I am Graham Allen. You can find me pretty much anywhere.
Everywhere.
Thank you guys for listening. That is all we have for this episode, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye.